Lord, I love to. Praise the Lord. God is here. Yes. You know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes. God is here. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Yes. Presence of God is here. Yes. Appreciate, cultivate the presence of God. That's the most important thing in whatever we are doing. Amen. Thank you. This morning, Resurrection Sunday, I'd like to begin with the prophetic word for 2019. To me, last year beginning, the Lord began to say, birth your seasons of transition by prayer in the Spirit. That was my word. But I need confirmation. Then Jane Hammond also mentioned, and her word was how to birth your seasons of transition. All of us are going in transition. 2019 is a year of great transition. All of us, from the day when the day you're born, there is times of transition. God has appointed seasons, appointment, encounters, visitations. But each of these visitations are spiritual. Say with me, spiritual. And that need to be birthed in the Spirit and by praying in the Spirit. Unless your spirit receives that, nothing is going to take place. There are many encounters of this. 2019 is going to be a year of great about you and the Holy Spirit coming in. And the key word that you will be hearing is intimacy. Say with me, intimacy. Say intimacy. And into the purposes of God. It's going to be a vital year. Time is quickening. Say with me, time is quickening. Already this is the fourth month, ending of the fourth month. Time is ticking fast. It doesn't wait for anyone. We got to move on time with God. And this is the thing. God has brought us in the church. God has brought the birthing of the church. Or when Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He was prophesying in Matthew chapter 16 and 18. He was prophesying until his death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and glorification, and sending of the Holy Spirit with the power of the Holy Spirit, the birth of the church came into a new dimension. God brought the language of the Spirit to begin a supernatural, and I believe this language of the Spirit is bringing unity to the body of Christ beginning this morning or this day as we begin to declare many things in the heavens in the city of Perth. There is a new dimension of dunamis. Say with me, dunamis. There is a new dimension of dunamis power that God is now visiting us. You know, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, you shall receive power. The word power is dunamis. Dynamic power. But at this season, God is putting us a double dunamis power. Amen. You know, in the Tower of Babel, there was a lot of confusion by tongues. But God is restoring us. And the day of Pentecost until today, God is bringing back the power, and the power is in the Spirit. This is what is going to be emphasized throughout this year onwards. You know, the seasons of speaking in tongues will be talked about. It'll be talked about in and out until it becomes a controversy in the media, in the social media. But I want you to say, what is the speaking in tongues? What is in the Spirit? Because many of the things that we are moving in is spiritual. Say with me, spiritual. Many of the seasons and encountering and problems that you're struggling are spiritual, and you got to birth. Say with me, birth. Birth, you're going to birth it into the Spirit and walk and claim your purposes. Amen. I want to deliberately put the 10 purposes of speaking in tongues, which we are familiar with in our prayer meeting. But I want you to verbalize, because there's one thing to know about tongues and your feel and your spirit feel. But do you know the purpose of speaking in tongues? Power this morning, God wants you to be filled, not only saved, filled with the Spirit. Okay, verbalize with me. Okay, someone verbalize. I think Amy verbalized the speaking in tongues. There are 10, in fact 11, I'll add one. Okay. Just listen, because we know, but there is a truth. God is a good God. With so many things happening, he said that praying in the Spirit will do the things what God has purposed for.
What is the purpose of speaking in tongues? Number one, it is the initial sign of receiving the baptism in the Holy Spirit as we have seen. Number two, it enables us to speak directly to God beyond the limits of human language in worship, singing, prayer, and intercession. Number three, it builds us up in our faith. Number four, it enables us to speak mysteries. Number five, God gets the one member of our body that we cannot tame, the tongue, and it tames it by causing us to speak in tongues to praise him. Number six, it addresses our propensity to pride. Number seven, it is a sign to believers. Number eight, it is a sign that Christ has risen, ascended, and rules today. Number nine, it indicates our allegiance to Christ's lordship. And number 10, it is a weapon of spiritual warfare.
I want to add one more. You speak the will of God. Or you speak, when you pray in tongues, you speak and bring down the will of God. Speaking in tongues is coming in line to the perfect will of God. Can you add on? To the perfect will of God. You know, everybody say, I want to know the will of God. Pray in the Spirit. We do not want to dwell in this, but I want you to take notice. There are many things that God will do. One of the things is the propensity of pride. You know, we have a natural way of thinking. When things God began to do new things, we just inherently with pride, we do not want to do. That need to be broken only when you pray in the Spirit. There are many dimensions in praying. Over the year, God is going to outpour the Holy Spirit and with the Spirit language. And this is what God is doing. Amen. 2019 is a year of the Holy Spirit, year of great invention. If you have not been filled with the Spirit, I urge you, be filled with the Spirit. Talk to us. Let the Holy Spirit visit us. Amen. Today I come to the message on the resurrection message. The death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and the glorification, and the Christ seated in the heavenly places and pouring out the Holy Spirit is the message of the resurrection. We spoke the Apostles' Creed. The message of the Easter message or the resurrection message is the Apostles' Creed. Can we verbalize one more time? It's good. And also in the Easter parade, I'm going to lead in the Apostles' Creed. Let's verbalize. This is the message of resurrection. Okay, put in. Okay, verbalize again. It's good to verbalize. Tell it to the principality. Tell it to everything and enforce it. Amen. Number one. One, two, three. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, our Son, O Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence she will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of sin, forgiveness of sin, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. This is the message of the gospel. I believe Brother Chris took when Jesus spoke to in John chapter 11. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, may die, shall live. And whoever believes, whoever lives and believes, he shall never die. Do you believe. You know, a day will come for every one of us. One day you will hear so-and-so died. Pastor Joseph passed away. I want to tell you this. Don't believe that lie. Because of the resurrection life, I'm more alive. And so you are. What is this resurrection power is? The death, burial, resurrection, the atonement of Christ has to do with a few things in your life and my life. And I want to give you some basic foundation. Number one, God has pardoned you. God has pardoned you. Those who receive Christ, and because of his death, burial, resurrection, the atonement, God has pardoned you. Say pardon. You receive forgiveness and remission of sin, of the penalty, and the scriptures are there. I'm not going to go because of time factor. Number two, God has justified. Say with me, justify. Justify us. That means you are no longer a sinner. You are in Christ. In Adam, you're a sinner. In Christ, you're a saint. Say with me, saint. Say, I'm saint. I'm saint. I'm Saint Joseph. Saint. Don't drag yourself back to be a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Yes, but your real position, God has justified us, and so we are no longer a sinner. We are a saint. We are a saint. Say with me, saint. Say it again, saint. I'm a saint. That this is what God tells us about us. The Church of Jesus Christ is a saint because of the justification. Number two, God has regenerated us. That means you have a spiritual birth into the kingdom, into the family of God, and you have new life. Everything is new. Hello. This is a resurrection message. Number four, God has adopted you and put you into the family of God. And you are a family of God. You know, the Church of Jesus Christ is a family. From heaven and on earth, we are related. People in heaven and on earth are all born-again people, are a family, and we are adopted into the body of Christ. You have a father. Hello? You have a father. We are not orphans. Jesus tells us, I will not leave you as orphans. I'll send you another of the same kind of me. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. You are not an orphan. Say with me, I'm not an orphan. I'm not alone. God is with you. God is with you. I want to say, if you are not an orphan, the Holy Spirit is there. I want to tell you that because God is with you, Satan is actually frightened of you. Demonic spirits are frightened of you. Someone saw a vision, and he saw the Christians praying. And the demons were really nervous. They saw this vision. It dawned to us that we are not aware that the presence of God is here, shakes the kingdom of darkness. All because of the adoption that we are in. And fifthly, we are sanctified. Sanctified. Say with me, sanctified. Sanctification is a separation of the world, the devil, and the flesh. As far as God is concerned, you have no part in the world, the devil, and the flesh. We are unto God to live for God. And so if you're really born again, you're sanctified, your heart's desire is to do God's will. Amen. 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 And another one is, says, last is six, is healing. God will the word healing and restoration is the same. God restore everything that was lost in Adam, and God will place upon you. And say, I'm restored. Everything that Adam had before the fall will be restored. Is restored and being restored and will be restored. But the greatest of all restoration or the gift of the resurrection is this, a personal restoration of individual. A time will come, if Jesus did not come, a time will come, we all go through the passage of death. Don't be afraid of death. Death is the separation of our spirit and the soul from the body, and the body goes back. Okay. This is what the greatest part of the resurrection life. After our body and our soul and our spirit is separated and the body decomposes, God, by his resurrection on the day when we resurrection, let me go backtrack again. The day when you die, the spirit and soul will go up and an angel will take you to heaven. Okay, heaven is a place to be with Jesus, but it is incomplete because we don't have a physical body. The day, heaven is also a waiting place, a waiting room for the day of resurrection. When the day of resurrection comes in, they call it rapture, they call it translation, whatever it is. When you come in the spirit and soul with Christ, there will be a shout of a trumpet. And the dead in Christ, all of us, I would say including me, all of us who died and buried in different places, Fremantle, wherever you are, wherever we are, the power of the resurrection will recreate back again, your body back again, a glorified body. So resurrection here is an infusion of life into the real corpse, resulting of a rising from the dead and a literal body according to, like Jesus. It will be a body that God will give correspond to your spirit and soul. Friends, Resurrection Sunday, resurrection message, don't be afraid of death. Jesus has conquered death. Amen. And so to birth it, we got to prepare ourselves. There are two appointments. Make your death day appointment, and another appointment is judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, 27 tells us, it's appointed unto man once to die, then judgment. Make your day of death and the day of resurrection an appointment. Looking at the prophetic word, birth it right now in the spirit until God gives you an assurance. Amen. Amen. This is the message of the resurrection. Resurrection power is life eternal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life, Zoe life, resurrection life. This is the message. And this calls us to win souls, share the gospel. The coming of the Holy Spirit will make us more soul winning, driving people to the kingdom of God, bringing people, talk, your life, everything to draw them to the salvation of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you that Jesus came, died for us, paid redemption, brought each one of us right now into the kingdom of God. This morning I pray for an quickening of our spirit. I speak resurrection life. I speak resurrection life. Resurrection life to each one of us in the spirit, soul, and body. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Okay, those who do not, I do not know everybody knows the Lord, but follow this prayer just for time's sake. Say with me, dear Jesus, I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I need you. Lord Jesus, you came and took my place as a substitute and died for me and took the penalty of sin, rose again, and gave eternal life. Jesus, I open the door of my life. Come into my life. Be my Savior and my God. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you seal this prayer. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, overshadow them. Okay, the rest I say, Lord Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the resurrected power. To be filled with the Spirit, that my life will never be the same. I'll be connected to you. I can hear your voice in Jesus' name. On this Resurrection Sunday, I can hear your voice. And I walk in victory. I'll fulfill my destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Amen.